Even those most at risk of HIV have trouble believing how far prevention has come. There's now a pill that significantly drives down the risk of contracting HIV, and it's often free of charge. But the medication hasn't yet become as popular as health officials would like. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the drug regimen is the big topic for a World AIDS Day summit taking place in Nashville today. A note to listeners, this story deals with sexual topics.
A defeating statistic from the Centers for Disease Control rocked the gay community this year. If the trend continues, one in two African-American men will get HIV, and the odds are worst in the South.
HIV has a face, and I'm the face. So as a black gay man, it's like, okay, I should be worried.
Ajamu Coleman says even though he doesn't have HIV and it's become treatable, the virus is still a daily fear. But when he heard about this preventative medicine that's been on the market for about 5 years, known as PrEP, he had reservations. That's despite the drug maker, Gilead, covering the costs. It wasn't until he started as an outreach worker that he came around.
And I said, you know what, if I'm going to actually tell people that, you know, hey, you should use PrEP or you should get on PrEP, I feel like I should try it myself.
There are reasons to be hesitant, serious potential side effects, including kidney problems. To be effective, the pill has to be taken every day. At the same time, you have to get an HIV test every 3 months, which can be nerve-wracking. But the barriers are often more socially complex, especially in the South, where the stigma toward homosexuality is amplified. Taking this drug under the brand name Truvada can be seen as an admission that you're sleeping around.
I've had people tell me, oh, I'm not really out here. I'm not really having sex. I'm not really sexually active. Then I say, okay, so what does sexually active mean to you? Well, I've only had 15 partners this year. Okay, you're sexually active.
Even doctors make their own moral judgments. It can be hard to find one to prescribe PrEP.
Bye, thank you.
I'll see you in about 2 months, right?
Right.
Bye, okay, Abraham.
Bye.
Kim Rivers sends off one of her PrEP patients. Her employer, Neighborhood Health, is one of just a few providers in Nashville that offers the regimen. She says physicians may fear they'll encourage promiscuity.
I imagine it's rather like when birth control first hit the market. Good Lord, people are going to be having sex in the streets.
Rivers says her own doctor won't prescribe PrEP. Even the city's health department doesn't yet. But it's not all about morality.
I think they're intimidated by it. For so long, HIV was the purview of infectious disease, and everybody else stayed away from it.
At Nashville's AIDS Day Summit, public health officials are brainstorming how to extend the reach of PrEP. Rivers says it's creatively appealing to those at risk, but also convincing doctors that HIV is everyone's concern. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.